Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Asian know that I'm not Asian fully, I'm Asian American. And so there's that distinction as well. I think one of the most important aspects of doing business with Asia, and I think certainly there are going to be country norms based on what country you go to, and Asia is not a monolithic place. It's a very diverse array of countries, ethnicities, and languages. I think an important thing to keep in mind is that I think most of the Asian cultures, I can make a generalization here, they're very relationship oriented. Okay? There's a strong sense of who's on the inside and who's on the outside. And that's why the alumni networks, where people go to school, whose family you belong to, who you know, is so important. And those relationships carry quite a bit. And so it's funny, when I was doing a workshop that I did about networking in Korea, and I was talking about how one does this inside a Western context, about networking, how do you meet people, how do you talk to people about different things, how do you get information from people so you can, you know, work with them and develop your career. I had to really help them think that even though they think that they don't know how to network inside the Western circles in the way that we see networking, that they already do it. They don't know it as networking in the way that we see, but they already do it because they have very close contact with the people they went to the military with. Military is required still for 3 years in Korea. Those ties stay with you forever. And the high school classmates you go to school with, those are really strong ties as well, and they last for a long time. And so I try to kind of help them tap into that. But having said that, I think when Westerners, or you know, when we go to Asia to do business there, I think we are sometimes so task-oriented that, you know what, we got to sell business over there. Or we got to do this deal. Or we got to sell more products over there. So we are eager to develop a relationship, but that end of making that task becomes so important that we want to do this really quickly, maybe in 2 weeks, develop that relationship, and then we're going to talk about business. That's not going to fly over there. You have to take a longer-term approach to show people that you're in there for the long haul. It may take 2 years for them to give you permission to actually enter into their premises and actually do work with you. And I think probably sometimes I think we as, and I think myself included, Western Americans tend to want to see action and results sooner and quickly. But it's all about the relationship there. And if you have that relationship, I'm sure you know in some of the Asian countries, contracts don't mean a lot, right? So you might think that the contract is the ending of a deal and the kind of the seal that you put on a deal. But in Japan, for example, you know, the contract is the beginning of a conversation. It's really the relationship. If there's a trust built there, you don't even have to worry about the contract because they're going to do something that they're going to say that they're going to do and they're going to follow through with that. So I think that is, I think across the board, I'd love to hear from the other countries as well, something that I think Westerners take for granted, that there has to be a trust there, there has to be that genuine interest in working with them, and that you have their best interest in mind, versus coming in there and selling your goods and getting out.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.